Welcome to the Sales and Marketing ROI Podcast, episode number 35. Conversions of long-tail keywords are 2.5 times higher than head keywords. In this article and podcast, we will provide you with stats on the significance of long-tail keywords versus head keywords, along with lessons learned from online case studies that were conducted so you can quickly make use of this powerful insight to your business. One of the first things that we're going to look at are the four punches that showcase the power of long-tail keywords. Long-tail keywords offer a way for businesses to connect to a focused demographic of web searches that can offer great returns on web and content investments. Here are four key facts that showcase the power of long-tail keywords. Number one, over 70% of web search traffic is done through long-tail keywords. Number two, long-tail keywords trade volume for ranking potential. Number three, long-tail searches are often 2.5 times more effective than short keywords. And lastly, number four, websites that utilize long-tail keywords generally see a move up of 11 positions in search rankings. On our website at profitworks.ca, you'll find a great infographic from Hightail that we put on our blog. It covers all of the points that were previously mentioned, but I'll also run through a few of them now quickly, just so you can get an understanding of what the infographic looks like. For those of you who don't know what a long-tail keyword is, long-tail SEO is considered a white hat SEO process that involves targeting less competitive, more highly specific search terms. These search terms are called long-tail keywords. Because, as like previously mentioned, over 70% of search queries are for long-tail keywords, there's incredible value in taking control of them. People tend to be more specific with their searches because they're looking for very specific results. This is where targeting long-tail keywords can really help. You'll also want to take note of the fact that long-tail keywords are generally easier to rank for because there's less competition out there. For example, if you were trying to rank for a keyword like restaurants, it would be really difficult to rise to the top of Google's rankings for that term, because there are a lot of other people targeting it. However, if you were to target a more long-tail keyword such as Thai restaurants in the Kitchener Waterloo area, it would be easier for you to find your way to the top of that page. Long-tail keywords also generally result in higher conversions because they tend to a person's specific needs. On the other hand, keywords with less words, usually less than 3, offer a broader range of results and may not be specific enough to help a user find what they're looking for. Another benefit of using long-tail keywords is that you generally see that their click-through rate increases as keywords become more specific. So if you're targeting a keyword that is 8 words long, you'll generally see a higher click-through rate than one that was 3 words long. So now that we have the basics about why you should be using long-tail keywords, let's jump into how you can find long-tail keywords to use on your website. So we find that the best way to find long-tail keywords is to conduct keyword research using Google Keyword Planner. Long-tail keywords can be contextualized to your service category and geography using the following formula: service or product plus demographic plus geography. Some examples include fencing homeowners Waterloo, car repairs for busy people Toronto, and home renovation Kingston. So let's take a quick look at some of the lessons learned from online case studies that we found. So in case study number one, there was a client that had a complex number of websites and the number of keywords that they were required to rank for was incredibly extensive. They were also having trouble incorporating long-tail keywords organically as titles or keywords. The lesson learned by looking at their case study, which you can find on our site, is that you should hone in on the top keyword opportunities by doing analysis on the number of other web pages that have the keyword you are trying to target in your title. If there are a few or not many other web pages online that have your targeted keyword in the title, it will be much easier for you to rank for. Additionally, they found out that adding an aggregate page for related long-tail keywords also proved effective. It is believed that this helped Google identify what each page was and how all the content was related to the same topic. For more case studies on long-tail keywords to see exactly how it has worked for other companies, head to our site at profitworks.ca. We have full details on all the case studies there. For more information on long-tail keywords and how you can get them to work for you, we highly suggest checking out our blog. There you can find tons of great infographics and additional details on long-tail keywords to help you understand fully how you can get them to work for you. As always, we want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast brought to you by ProfitWorks Small Business Services Incorporated. We provide website traffic, website conversion optimization services, and email marketing services, which all help to increase the number of sales generated from a website. You can learn more about us by checking out our website at profitworks.ca. Again, we want to thank you for taking the time to listen to ProfitWorks Podcast episode number 35. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to get in contact with us today.